Broadcasting live from the KSHP studios in the heart of Las Vegas, Nevada.
It's time to get on the right side of sports betting. It's time for the Odds Couple.
Welcome to the Odds Couple on KSHP AM 1400 Radio, live and worldwide, Vegas Video Network. My name is Scott Pritchard, joined as always every Friday with my good buddy Anthony Padilla.
Man, I'm excited because we've got the draft going on. We've got some crazy playoff basketball, which started to turn around a little bit. It's not just all sweep at home and go on the road. It's some good stuff going on. So I'm excited to be here to talk about this.
Always good to see you. Happy Friday. Let's get started with what say you. Anthony touched on the fact the NFL draft took place. I don't think this, going in, we didn't expect a whole lot. I don't think a lot of us are disappointed. The bar was relatively low. I just keep reverting back to the 1983 draft where we had six star quarterbacks that were drafted. Dan Marino was 29th or 30th, went on to set all kinds of records. So there's always a diamond in the rough. But I look at this draft somewhat uneventful. You didn't see a lot of people taken in skill positions, a la quarterbacks and or running backs. The number one pick, Fisher, went to the Kansas City Chiefs. Seems to have filled a need for Kansas City. What say you?
I mean, like you just said, everybody said that this draft was going to be kind of lackluster. But I kind of feel like day two is actually going to be more like a normal day one. I mean, because you've still got big names. You still have Geno Smith. You've got Manti Te'o and a couple other names that are going to be going today that it's going to feel like the first round.
Your thoughts on Manti Te'o? It's kind of refreshing to hear his name because it's been so long since we've had to listen or hear about this clown, this character. For those of you who have been out of the country, Manti Te'o, second best college football player, number two in the Heisman Trophy winning linebacker for the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame. Was he a victim? Was it a scam? Was he in on it? Dead fake girlfriend? I don't know. As I've said many times, I'm just glad that his dead fake girlfriend is not around to see this.
You know what? I've said it all along because I myself have partaken in a bit of the internet dating world, and I'm not shy to admit that. So I've always said I can see where this could happen. The older generation tends to not understand. Well, how wouldn't you know? You know, but I don't know. Aren't these the same people that 5, 6, 7 years ago were getting scammed, giving their social security number over the internet because they were getting bug service? You know what I mean? So stranger things have happened. However, I don't understand why this is such a big character issue with somebody like this when you've got guys who in college did a lot more questionable things in terms of legally. You know, this was just a unfortunate situation to a young man, an embarrassing situation. I don't know that that's a question of character, but we've made it a question of character. I think he's going to be fine.
I'm just trying to figure out why, when you were talking specifically about the older generation, you established eye contact with me.
Well, because I kind of felt like this was something that you might be able to relate to.
Great. I appreciate your honesty. So the NFL draft, Fisher appears to be a pretty good pick for the Kansas City Chiefs. I think this Chiefs team, they've improved themselves. They picked up, Andy Reid. I'm a big fan of Andy Reid. You may not be being a Cowboy fan, but I thought he was the man.
You know what?
In Philly.
I actually love Andy Reid. It's tough. Like, that's one thing that I've noticed about myself as I've gotten older. When I was a kid, you know, if you're a Cowboys fan, you hate the Giants. You hate the Redskins. You hate the Eagles, and I still do. But you learn to appreciate some of the things that those teams may have. Although, obviously, it's still Cowboys. It's a Cowboys world for me. I appreciate RG3 and what he does, except for the two times a year that we line up against him. You know, I appreciate Andy Reid as a coach. I think he's a good guy. He's a quality guy. And I really felt bad for him with the way that he went out in Philly. So I do have an appreciation for other guys within the division.
Getting back to the NFL draft, the Minnesota Vikings actually fared pretty well. Two late-round, first-round picks seemed to do pretty well for themselves. Any other winners, Anthony, that you have seen as far as day one, round one?
That's a tough call, man, because I feel like a lot of these teams are – I don't know that we're going to be able to answer these questions until – because of the fact that we didn't have, you know, sexy picks, I don't know that you're going to be able to really answer a lot of those questions until you see them on the field and see if they do, in fact, you know, win you a couple of games because of that. It's hard to say, you know, drafting a lineman that that's an instant win.
Breaking news, odds couple, KSHP, Vegas Video Network, San Antonio Spurs fans are pumped! The GM just handed me a note. I'm sad that this guy is hurt, but I'm ecstatic for the San Antonio Spurs Russell Westbrook surgery. Out for the Thunder! Too bad, so sad.
Well, that certainly hurts me. Considering I had Oklahoma City winning it all. But you know what? These are those intangibles that we've talked about before. You can't predict it. Clearly, you don't expect that. But that's a huge key. That's not a small potato on that team. That is a huge, huge difference maker. So, you know, when something like this happens, you've pretty much now got it all but rule out. I mean, this isn't like David Lee getting hurt was a huge blow to that team, but clearly they showed the other night that they're still capable of winning. You know, you've got some other guys that stepped up. Stephen Curry obviously has been doing his thing, and he really showed that he's in it to win it. But this is not that kind of situation.
Having the San Antonio Spurs to win the Western Conference at plus 250, I am certainly disappointed and sad for Russell Westbrook. I mean, he's a class act. No one works harder than this guy. It's actually unfortunate. You look at Russell Westbrook and Kobe Bryant, two tremendous athletes who have tremendous work ethics, and the Achilles injury to Kobe Bryant, he's out until next year, and now Russell Westbrook out indefinitely with surgery. So that really changes things in the Western Conference. So very unfortunate for Russell Westbrook and the Oklahoma City Thunder fans, but for you San Antonio Spurs fanatics, I've been singing a song about this team. I was hopeful that they would give the Thunder a good run. And, you know, the postseason, as we know, is an entirely different season. The Spurs looking good. Forget the fact they went 3-7 in their last 10 games. The fact is they are healthy for the first time in forever, with the exception of Boris Diaw. But the fact is they have their main three, Tim Duncan, Tony Parker, and Manu Ginobili.
You know what's interesting is, as we were talking about this, I was like, wait a minute, there was something significant about this. Did you see the play? Because I just recalled it here, and it's I remember I was watching the game when it happened, and I don't know, were you watching that game?
I did see the play, yes.
So yes, you know that he had just come up to call a timeout, and Patrick Beverley basically ran into him and kind of spun him out. He went down on his knee, he came up, he was injured, and he was very upset, and he continued to play. But you know, the announcers and everybody were talking about, listen, this is a dangerous thing because you could blow somebody's knee out doing this, and lo and behold, this is exactly what happened.
Well, it's unfortunate. It's a freak thing, a fluke thing. I respectfully disagree. I don't think that – I mean, it happens every game, every night, where the team's coming up, they're going to call a 20-second timeout, and everyone knows it. And the defender, they never take a play off. So, I mean, I don't know about that.
You can see clearly on the replay
that it happens every game.
He was bringing the ball up.
I understand.
And so the way that he came across.
So you're going to just not play defense now because he might call a timeout? How many times I've seen players come up acting like they're going to call a timeout and then blow by right the
Okay, but he's going defender. For but he's going for the ball.
It's a he actually went he went to defend Westbrook and go for the ball.
No, yes, he's going for the ball. But with what Westbrook was doing, that's not a basketball move. I mean, the way he was on the left side of the court coming up, and he was turning towards the sideline, unless he's going to do a spin move, where is he going with
you
the
ball? You think it's poor sportsmanship by Houston to actually continue to play the game until they actually call a timeout.
You know,
going to call a timeout.
Look,
that
one play didn't keep them in the game, clearly. They're not in the series, so well they are now. But no, that one play didn't make a difference.
It was a fluke thing. I mean, it's unfortunate for Westbrook. It really is. But I certainly don't blame the defensive player for the Houston Rockets. The guy, I love this guy's energy and emotion and effort. I mean, he brings it every night, and he played extremely well during the regular season. And it's just an unfortunate, very unfortunate. But it happens. I mean, injuries are part of the game.
Okay, well, you can't pick and choose.
I am.
I mean, you can't, but you can't. Then this has to go across the board. That means every time somebody gets hurt, you always have to say it's part of the game. In baseball, you now have to say, well, that's part of the game.
Somebody There's no intent the there. He's playing the ball.
No,
he's playing the ball. You're saying he shouldn't have gone for the ball. The guy had the guy called timeout yet? He had not called the timeout.
Well, he's in the process of it's not like you're yelling timeout.
I've seen it at the professional level. Players come up. So when Dan Marino would act like he's going to spike the ball, and then he would actually throw a touchdown pass.
Now, how often does that play happen?
It happens. In fact, in the NBA, it happens every single night where players will try to out-juke the opposition and they will try to get a cheap steal. It's rare. It doesn't happen that often as far as it being successful. And in this case, when was the last time an injury happened because of it? I can't recall it happening. It happened. It's unfortunate. But again, you certainly can't blame the defensive player.
This is a big injury.
He didn't go for his knee. He went for the ball.
Sure, but... Again, the way that he's coming up, you can tell that he's doing something.
Westbrook obviously was very, very upset, and I understand that. You're talking about a multi-million-dollar athlete, and now he's going to – I mean, you prepare your whole life and the entire season for this, but once again, I just feel that no one did anything wrong here. It was just an unfortunate act. It happened, and, you know, same way with Kobe Bryant. I mean, extended minutes, people are trying to put the blame on D'Antoni. I don't buy that either. It happens. It's a fluke thing. You could tear your Achilles by simply stepping off the sidewalk.
Well, look, nobody had a problem with Kobe playing 42 minutes until he got hurt.
My whole point.
Yeah,
A problem with this until now Westbrook got hurt.
No, because people were upset when this happened.
Oklahoma City fans were upset. Houston Rocket fans and objective people like myself were not upset at all. It's part of the game.
No, there's nothing. How can you say you have an objective opinion about the games that you don't watch? You pick and choose when you watch the game, so...
I'm not able to watch this on replay that you've seen a million times. In fact, you can get it out of my. I don't have to. How many times do you have to see it to understand? So you have to see it live to understand.
Well, this is what people do, Scott. This is what people do. If you're going to be objective, you don't look at it once and go off of your bird's eye view. You watch the replay. You slow it down. You see how the play unfolded.
I saw it once and I got it. Okay, I don't need to see it 300 times.
But that's why there was no foul called. It's not like there was a foul called against Beverly.
It has nothing to do with that. The guy was going to a loose ball foul. Was there a flagrant foul? The guy was going for the ball.
There's no. How is it a loose ball?
He was going for the ball.
Yeah. It was Westbrook.
Was there a foul called on the play?
Westbrook had possession.
Was there a foul called on the play?
No, that's what I just said. I just told you.
So you're
there
upset
was no foul called.
That he got hurt on a play where there wasn't a foul.
I'm not upset. Because that would be the first time that's ever happened?
You're saying there should have been. Well, I'm trying to understand what your position is.
I'm just saying.
You're saying there should have been a foul call?
No. I'm saying there's a lot of dirty plays. Bruce Bowen was one of the dirtiest players in the league for doing a lot of stuff. There's a lot of guys. You see this happen every night. Guys coming down, landing on people's ankles, doing all this kind of stuff, hitting below the belt, you know? And we talk about it. But there's a lot of times it doesn't get called in games. That doesn't mean it's not a cheap shot. It doesn't mean these guys, you're right, they're professionals in every aspect of the word. So they also know how to do other little things that, you know, at first glance, oh, that's all right. But no, there's a method. These guys are pros. They know everything that they're doing is calculated.
You're listening to The Odds Couple on KSHP AM 1400 Radio, simulcast on Vegas Video Network. My name is Scott Pritchard. I'm a professional sports bettor handicapper featured on VegasInsider.com, my site, PritchardsPicks.com. Tim Donaghy, former NBA official, has his own site now, RefPicks. I'm one of the premier handicappers on that site. Feel free to check it out. We have the studio line open. Would love to field your questions, any feedback you might have in regards to the Russell Westbrook injury, the fact that he's having surgery. He's out indefinitely for the Oklahoma City Thunder. The studio line is 702-221-7283. That's 702-221-7283. Keep the live chat questions coming. So how, moving forward then, Anthony, the Thunder, with this guy being one of the main main players on the team, I mean, the starting point guard who it's basically I love the Oklahoma City Thunder coach, Scott Brooks, very good coach. They made it to the NBA championship. I felt going into this season and even today, I mean prior to this injury, not as strong as they were a year ago, but unlike last year, they have the number one seed. They have home court. They're up 2-0 against the Houston Rockets, even though Houston played them to a three-point game after being up 15 points in the fourth quarter. They ended up being down by four late before they came on to win 105-102, but obviously they'll get by the Houston Rockets in the first round, but the concern will be taking on the Clippers or the Grizzlies in round two, and then of course, even though they have home court, if they should get there in the conference finals against a hungry, healthy San Antonio Spurs team. It's interesting to me. The Spurs have been hurt and banged up all year, and yet the Thunder only out won them per the record by one or two games the entire year, and now they've been hit with the injury bug. I guess timing has a lot to do with it.
Well, timing is everything. I just came up with that right now.
Let me write that down. I've never heard that.
Just off the top of my head, timing is everything.
Timing is everything.
Yeah. And, man, this sucks. if you are a true Oklahoma City Thunder fan, this has got to hurt, you know, because this is just – that's it. I hate to ever write somebody off. I mean, God knows if the Lakers think they legitimately had a shot to move on, you know, then clearly you can't just write off the Thunder because Westbrook is out. But they're all but done.
Yeah, as far as – well, they're not
as
done.
Far, yes, yeah, with this, as far as winning about the Rockets, all. Sure.
Right,
but
right. And that's the thing. That's what's kind of crazy about – this is a sports betting show. That's what's kind of crazy about sports betting, and that's why it's difficult to bet futures, because at any time a player could be hurt, a marquee player, a la Kobe Bryant, a la Russell Westbrook, a la – who the heck is a la, by the way? Do you have any idea?
I think he got drafted in the middle of the first round yesterday by somebody.
Yeah?
I think so.
Anthony Padilla, Scott Pritchard, odds couple. Great to have you with us. You know, Anthony, I have to say it's impressive. You know, I mentioned that Anthony was the co-star, original anchor of the odds couple, and he started out pro football 3 consecutive weeks, 3 consecutive losers. 0-3, he was perfect. But man, oh man, it's amazing to me the zone you have been in. It's kind of annoying because I'm a professional sports bettor, and as you know, the plays are documented here on Vegas Video Network and KSHP, and I've had a very good pro football, college pro basketball ATS record, only to be outpicked by a non-professional. But Anthony, as a fan, has been off the hook, uncanny. I cannot remember the last time you lost. Of course, you come in here, you lollygag, you come in here once a week, you come in, you give us a winner, and then we don't see you for a week. Brett, myself, we're grinding it out day in, day out. But how do you do it, man? Do you have any idea what you're doing?
Well, look, if you pick one winner a week, you can afford to chill by the pool the rest of the week and just come back.
It's true.
When you go day to day, man, that's there's no fun in that.
It's not how many you play, it's how many you win. I guess you must have coined that phrase.
Oh, that one too, yes.
You're listening to The Odds Couple on Vegas Video Network, KSHP, AM 1400 Radio. The studio line is open, 702-221-7283. Now, we're talking about the NFL draft. We had to interject the fact that Russell Westbrook, wow, the star guard for the Thunder, out indefinitely with surgery. They're getting ready for game 3. They're taking on the Houston Rockets. The game is in Houston. Now, we also have the Miami Heat last night winning on the road against the Milwaukee Bucks. They ended up winning the game by a score of 104-91, I believe it was, a 13-point win. Before we get to that, let's go ahead and talk to, is it David that's on the line?
Yeah, hi, Scott. Just want to know, how is your betting going to change based upon the Westbrook injury?
I love the question. The question is, how is my betting going to change in regards? Well, remember, we all know during football season, I had the New England Patriots at plus 5-1 to win the AFC Conference Championship. They got there. They're at home. I'm looking good, feeling good, a 9-point favorite. Well, I have options here. I have the Spurs at plus 2.5 to win the Western Conference. I've been saying that for the past few weeks, few months. So for me right now, I'm not going to do anything except kick back, relax, and hope that the Spurs don't get hurt. But as far as the line is going to reflect significantly that Westbrook is out from here on out, because, I mean, he's their leader. Durant is the stud. He's the man. But Westbrook is the guy that makes things go. And the other thing is, Anthony, he and Durant together, I mean, it's not like the guy plays 25, 30 minutes like if you're a San Antonio Spur. This guy plays about 40 minutes a game.
Well, and this kind of lends itself to the benefits of having a Greg Popovich where, you know, as we've talked about before, when you know you've got a deep bench and you get these guys plenty of minutes during the year, then should something like this happen to a big name, you know, obviously Westbrook is irreplaceable. However, there's no reason that the guy replacing him shouldn't be up to par on some level. You know, and if you had a deeper bench, sometimes that's not so much of a concern.
Every team has strengths and weaknesses, whereas as good as, say, the Memphis Grizzlies are, their starting five as good as anyone in the league. Their bench weak. You look at the Oklahoma City Thunder, same thing. Their starting five as good as anyone in the league. They get a little bit thin when you go to their bench. And I realize that in the playoffs we have a tighter rotation. Instead of going with 9 to 12 players, you go with 7 to 8. But this is a big, big deal for the Oklahoma City Thunder. It's unfortunate. I feel bad for Westbrook. I love the guy's tenacity on the court. He's very passionate. He works hard. He plays hard. He brings it every night, unlike some players who end up going, they turn it on and they turn it off. But boy, the Clippers and the Grizzlies have to be licking their chops knowing that they're going to be facing probably the Thunder in the second round because they're up 2-0 right now against the Houston Rockets. But the Rockets, hey, the new life in Houston. James Harden has to be liking this, the fact that, you know, they're at home, they're taking on the Thunder, and they're not 100%.
Well, now I'm looking at something here that, you know, Steph Curry coming off that ankle injury the other night, he's also questionable. Chances are he's going to be playing, but he's hurt. You know, now it's not going to take much for him. You're already down one of your top guys, and now you've got number two, you know, who's heating up at the right time. He's not going to be 100%, even if he plays. And none of these guys are 100%, let's be honest. They're all banged up. But ankle injuries are a little bit more severe. So
absolutely,
that could play a bigger part.
I would like to thank David for calling into the studio line. Keep those live chat questions coming through Vegas Video Network. Studio line live is 221-7283, area code 702-221-7283. Scott Pritchard, professional sports bettor, founder of PritchardsPicks.com, joined with Anthony Padilla.
Professional winner.
Professional winner, winner, chicken dinner. Looking at my notes here, trying to think, I'm just taken back by this Russell Westbrook injury. I mean, my heart goes out to the guy. I mean, from a sports betting standpoint, this is just a totally different. He's the leader of that team.
Yeah,
Durant is the man, but this guy's the leader of the team.
I'm really starting to feel like just hand the Heat the trophy.
Well, we knew that anyway.
Yeah, but I mean, even more so now. And I don't know. You know what? There's other teams that might match up better against the Heat anyway than Oklahoma City. I don't know at this point.
Well, absolutely. The Spurs match
sure
up better.
Well,
but
and so
the thing
Clippers
is, the Thunder, we're going to have an easier way to the an easier road to the championship. The Spurs match up better against the Heat than, say, the Thunder. But yeah, the Clippers, they actually the Achilles heel for the Clippers, they just don't rebound, and they're questionable on the road. But of course, you could say that about a lot of teams. The Heat, as good as they are, their Achilles heel is they don't rebound that well. The Spurs, conversely, great, very good defensive team, a good three-point shooting team, and a tremendous rebounding team.
Well, and although the Clippers may match up better against the Heat, you know, let's not, they still have to go through the West to get there. And I'm not that impressed with any of the three games, even though they're up 2-1 against Memphis. They could have lost all three.
Well, that's actually a very good observation because they won the first two games in L.A., but in game two, the Grizzlies, without Zach Randolph playing the last 4.5 minutes, came back to tie that game before CP3 did what CP3 does. The man is unbelievable. We broadcast the Clipper game, so stay tuned to that. KSHP AM 1400 radio right here in Las Vegas, Nevada. We broadcast the Clippers. We broadcast the Dodgers, the Dallas Cowboys football games, and BYU football. So this is how much fun is this to be involved with Vegas Video Network, live and worldwide, and KSHP AM 1400 radio right here in Las Vegas, Nevada?
Yeah, it's great because, you know, in Vegas, there's not a lot. I mean, there is. You've got all the sports books and everything, but you don't have anything really centralized. And with both of these together, you've got the best of everything just right here with the two networks.
Well, I'm excited because I get to spend my Fridays with Anthony Padilla, proven, documented winner. I know this because he tells me every time I see him.
That's right.
Ring up
when
the
bell rings.
See the cashier. So what say you? We talked about the NFL draft. I want to talk about the Miami Heat. They won last night by 13 points, 104-91. I do want to thank David for calling in the studio line. Keep those questions coming. But I look at the Heat. They've won three straight, so you can't say that they're really streaking, but they're one game away from sweeping the Milwaukee Bucks. Chances are they're going to get it. What say you?
Well, I don't know, man. It's questionable. If that game ended at halftime last night, they lose, so there's nothing bad to say about the Heat, man. It's stupid. It's like they're getting better. It's almost bothersome to watch. But at the same time, dude, LeBron is just on a whole other level right now. And there's a test. Maybe there's something in focus, huh? Maybe some of these other athletes, when you know, here's the perfect example when people say that, you know, some of these guys aren't deserving of what they get. Tell me anybody that you know, in all seriousness, that it would turn off their phone for 2 hours to escape the rest of the world. And don't say you.
My ex-wife?
Nobody's calling you anyway. I'm saying everybody else that likes to talk about, I mean, you watch sports, so you get it. This guy is turning off his phone, social networking, everything for the entirety of the playoffs.
Did he call you to tell you that?
Look, don't worry about me and LeBron's relationship, all right? He's my boy. And, you know, I gave him a few pointers going into the Bucks, especially. I told him, hey, look, Brandon Jennings.
Did he call
this.
The reporters to say that I shut off my phone?
No, they asked him a question. Are you going to try to downplay what he's doing?
No, I'm just asking you, do you believe everything that you read? Do you believe everything that you hear?
Well, he's not tweeting.
You really believe for 2 months that he's not going to have any phone contact with his mom, his friends? You really believe that?
I don't believe that he's not going to have important phone calls and conversations, but I do believe that he has shut himself off from. Obviously, you can't. I don't even understand what you're picking at here, because it's like you're grabbing at strings.
No,
you know?
Not really.
No, absolutely,
I'm just,
you are.
I'm just
because
saying, so
he was asked a question and he did this
one
last
thing
year.
For you to have a man crush on LeBron James.
No,
but to go overboard and say that this guy is so focused, it's like, okay, well, why don't you just shut off the phone for the entire
basketball
season?
No, Scott, see that
season.
Computer that you sit behind and put the numbers up. I understand that you're just looking at numbers, but these are numbers of actual human beings playing these games. So every time I make a point about one of these players, doesn't mean I have a man crush on them. I'm simply pointing out that these guys bring more to the table than just the numbers that you see on your screen. All right.
And between you and me, do you have a man crush on LeBron James? Because, I mean,
no,
I know you're emotionally attached to the Dallas Cowboys.
No, we've talked about this before. I didn't like what LeBron did when he left. Look, there's nothing. The guy's a winner. So obviously what he's doing. All right. Well, fine. Even if he's just saying it out loud, it's working. Whatever he's doing is working because
he
is dominating.
He could say that he's not going to go to the gym and he's not going to practice his shot, and they would still be up 3-0 against the Bucks. So it's irrelevant whether he's calling his mom or he's not calling his mom. I don't see the relevance. The guy is a star player.
You don't see the relevance of focus and shutting out the world? There's a reason that athletes don't listen to people like us. Well, nobody listens to people like us, but I'm talking other sports shows. But there's a reason that people say don't listen to that, because you tune it out, because if it gets in your head, it's just a distraction. It's something else that you worry about. We all have that
now
inside
you're
of us.
Finally, you're starting to understand my point. That's why I refuse to watch games, and if I do, I block out the audio, but I prefer to track it, document it from my computer, because the numbers and the stats will tell me the story. I don't need,
well, that's fine.
I don't need Reggie Miller telling me something that my 10-year-old daughter could tell me watching the same
game. Okay, that's fine if you're betting on the game, but what about the person actually playing the game? The guy that's making the money, making you money. He's got those same distractions, but he's the person they're talking about. You're right. You don't need Reggie Miller telling you about LeBron James. Well, it doesn't affect you, though, but it affects LeBron James if he's looking at this.
I love LeBron James and what he brings to the table. And whether you like the guy or not, I think, as I said before, like with Stockton and Malone, whether you like them or don't, just appreciate the talent, the level. To see the level of play at the highest level to me is so gratifying. I love LeBron James. I love and respect the Miami Heat because they play at the highest level. And I don't think it has anything to do with what kind of music he listens to or if he chooses not to tweet or he chooses not to.
It's not about the act of tweeting. It's about the dedication to what he's trying to accomplish. It's the hours that he's put. It's the extra work that he's putting in. And all of that absolutely does make a difference because his level of play is elevated so much higher than everybody else's. I mean, it's stupid how much better he is than everybody else on the court. But that's a direct correlation to what he puts into it that not everybody else does. Brittany Griner tweeting at halftime wants to play in the NBA. Well, is she going to go up against LeBron?
What makes LeBron so good is so many different ways that he can beat you. He rebounds, he defends, He passes the ball. He can shoot the outside shot. He can go to the basket at any time. I would like to see him go to the basket a little bit more. The knock on LeBron in the past, he's a man-child. And it seemed to me that he fell in love with the outside shot. And in late in games, he never hit big-time shots late in games. But that has changed the past year or two. But again, I give LeBron James a ton of credit. I just think that the media will grab a hold of something somewhat insignificant and just run with it. And I just don't take everything at face value.
Well, I mean, they asked him the question, and again, it's because he did it last year. And if this stuff didn't make a difference, if it wasn't a distraction, then, I mean, just going overboard to your point here, devil's advocate, then why not let them have their phones in the dugout and the locker room and tweet at halftime if it doesn't really make a difference, if they're professionals, and then who cares what they're doing?
I'm just trying to think, why do I need to hear about it? Why do I need to know if LeBron James is so focused?
You as a sports bettor doesn't, but the sports fan does, the person that wants the team to win. And you should care. I'm just the only point.
I don't think it has any point. I don't think the sports books are thinking, okay, we need to shade the Miami Heat because LeBron James is so focused. He is so determined. He's not even going to have his phone on.
That's not what we were talking about. What we were talking about when this whole thing started was how good LeBron James is.
Well, there's no argument here.
But that was the point. That was the point. Nothing matters when it comes to the sports books. Nothing has an impact on anything. I mean, me ringing my bell does because that means I just won.
Are you sure?
A couple more winners.
You're not. I'm concerned about your pick.
After
this
that, I'm a little nervous too. I
hope that's not a sign.
Man, I.
Because you've never as hot as you've been.
I gotta get out of this building.
As hot as you.
That didn't feel right. I know. I've never messed up ringing that bell. That did.
I might step out and bet against your pick tonight based on the bell knows. Bell don't lie.
And the problem is everybody here just looked at that like, oh, no.
Oh, no.
You know, remember I told you that moment when I saw Catherine Webb when she got her FaceTime during the game, and I said, you can just see the beginning of the end of her and A.J. McCarron. And not right now, but at some point. This is in the movie, this is where they flash back to that one moment where then from that point forward, you just know it's headed to that. I didn't like that, man.
Anthony Padilla, a man of many talents, all-around good guy, professional stand-up comic, has his own show, and now a screenwriter as well. Is there anything you don't do?
Ring bells very well, apparently.
I'm seeing that. We're going to take a... Actually, you know what? We're going to keep it right here because I want to get to... Is it okay to do spin to win before we take our commercial break, boys and girls? What am I... We're in charge.
I don't know what you're asking for.
Okay.
Ring that bell and spin that wheel.
Let's do it. Spin to win. We have the Spurs taking on the Lakers. It's game 3. Los Angeles Lakers are favored by 4.5. The line has been moved up to 5. This is a fun part of the show because Anthony and I are forced to argue wherever this wheel lands. If it lands on the Spurs, I have to argue the Spurs. If it lands on the Lakers, I have to make an argument for the Lakers. And the reason is the smart bettor knows that you bet with your head, never your heart. Emotions cloud judgment. Do not, under any circumstances, get emotionally attached to your team. Dallas Cowboy fanatic Anthony Padilla, who... I don't think you've... Man, do you have another Dallas Cowboy jersey besides Tony Romo?
Troy Aikman won, but he's retired, so I'm not... I have a
Franco Harris jersey.
That's probably the last time you watched a football game.
Probably, yeah. It's not a coincidence.
Yeah.
But spin to win has to do with being objective. You should, before you step up to the bet window, we should be able to make an argument for either team. Hopefully you're going to get a half point and a half, the best of it, to justify you making a bet. Spin to win, Spurs taking on the Lakers, San Antonio, favored by the 5 points. I like it. The San Antonio Spurs, -5. Are you kidding? This should be the first quarter line. The Lakers... Obviously, no Kobe Bryant. They won their last 2 games of the regular season at home. But in the playoffs, they're perfect. They're 0-2. They're banged up. Nash, probably not going to play. Meeks, probably not going to play. Blake, I mean, this team, they're banged up. They're hurt. And one other thing, they're not very good. You have Pau Gasol and Dwight Howard. You have no bench. I mean, 2 games ago, when some of these players were playing, the Spurs bench outgained the Lakers 40-10. The Spurs won and covered both games in San Antonio. The Spurs are healthy. They're hungry. The 5 points is cheap. Get on the Spurs. Lay the points. Ring up the ringer. See the cashier.
What? All right, you're crazy because this game has Lakers written all over it. The fact that everybody's down on them, the fact that they've got injured players. They're in L.A., man. They're at the Staples Center. Jack's Palace. Jack Nicholson's going to be in the house. What more could you want? You're down 0-2. Everything is stacked against you. Kobe isn't tweeting. They're refocused. Dwight Howard is a beast all of a sudden out of nowhere. I mean, 4.5? 5? That's it? Not only did the Lakers win this game straight up. All right.
This is a comedy show.
That's enough of that. Look, I understand the smart better bets with their head and not with their heart. And that's why you would be a moron if you picked the Lakers with the points or straight up. Steve Blake is out. Kobe Bryant's out. Steve Nash is still hurt. And although he gave a valiant effort the other night, clearly hurting. And he's not a young guy that's hurt. He's an aged guy that you know that it's taking its toll. And that's all they've got left. And now Dwight Howard is really all you're left with. I don't care if this game is at Staples Center. I mean, maybe if this were 8 or 9 points, then you could go with the points in the Lakers. But people don't. They're done.
There has to be a reason why the line opened Spurs 3 and was bet up to 3.5, 4, 4.5, 5. There's a touch of 5.5. I wouldn't be surprised to see this line continue to climb. The Spurs, again, you're seeing what I've been singing about.
Well, now, see, again, man, look, sometimes 95% of the time, and this is kind of I would like to know your opinion on this, because 95% of the time when I see the line from the sports book, it's amazing how close they are. You know what I mean? It's always, it truly always is within a half point, a point, a run, whatever. But we talked about this a couple of times during the season with a couple of games. I don't remember specifically what, but I remember this conversation. You've got a Spurs team that's dominated the series so far. And as the series has gone on, the Lakers have become more injured. And the fact that the line opened at 3, why do the Lakers get that much respect?
Well, that's a very good question. And what's interesting is you're getting it. People, when you saw it open 3, you, me, and any other sharp bettor knew that was cheap. It's like, wow, why is it only 3? I respect odds makers, but I respect the market and I respect professional sports bettors more, because it takes a lot of money to move a number on a side from 3 to 3.5, 4. But the sports books have no chance. They have no other option but to move it if all the money's coming in one way. They want to balance the action and take 10% of the losses. They don't want to move the number because then they open themselves up to get middled. And here's what you have. If every sharp bettor like myself lays the 3, and now tonight at tip-off, you can get +6 with the other side, and you attempt to middle it. If it falls 3, 4, 5, or 6, you have 4 key numbers to work with. And as you just said, these odds makers, a lot of times, are very close, all right? So imagine every single time that it's close to the number, you automatically win because you're a sharp bettor. You increase your win percentage considerably by doing so. So if it falls 3 or 6, it's a push. You lose juice, 10%, big deal. If it falls 4 or 5, you win both sides. Sportsbooks, obviously, are not in business to get middled. So the idea here is the Lakers. I mean, I give you credit for trying to sell it because you had to. You had no choice. This is spin to win. But if your best defense is that the famous actor Jack is going to be in the house, you've got some real issues.
Okay. Well, you know what? And I'm sorry. Kobe Bryant will be on the bench. So
will
maybe
he hasn't been. I mean, he's been.
Well, because he couldn't travel.
Okay. All right. So he'll be there.
Yeah.
All right.
So
I was there in L.A.
Well, you realize this is Coach Kobe that I'm talking about.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt.
So I think he gives him a better chance than Coach D'Antoni.
Well, I mean, again, I think Mike D'Antoni is probably a bad fit for that team. I like Mike D'Antoni.
Man, I feel so bad for him.
He's just a bad fit.
He can't win,
that team.
Scott. He cannot win. You know? I just – it doesn't matter what he does. Any other coach with any other team that starts the season the way the Lakers did to turn it around and get them to the playoffs, that coach would win Coach of the Year. Kobe Bryant got all the credit for the Lakers making the playoffs. And nobody said anything about D'Antoni having anything to do with it.
Well, D'Antoni gets the blame. Kobe gets the credit, but both are unjustified. And the reason is, forget that the Lakers made the playoffs. The fact is, they underachieved big time. They fell 16 games short of what their win total was. It's like, wow. It seems so obvious now, based on being an old team, a team that doesn't transition well offensively, defensively, chemistry issues. I did not bet one copper penny under the Lakers total. But the fact is, 16 games is a huge, huge number that they fell short of their win total going into the season. It certainly seems easy now that the season is over. Why did I bet the under?
Yeah, this Lakers team is, I can't wait for the season to be over. Just, I have a feeling even once the Lakers are bounced, we're still going to be talking about the Lakers in the playoffs.
You do realize it's L.A. You do realize it's Hollywood.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
Well, again, we'll be, maybe we should be talking a little.
They're going to be writing a movie about this.
Maybe we should be talking about the LA. Hey, I watched Lay the Favorite, finally. Lay the Favorite.
You saw it.
I did.
You saw your movie.
I did. Sports fans, Lay the Favorite, a sports betting movie based right here in Las Vegas. My friend Beth Raymer wrote a book. It's about sports betting, turned into a movie. All-star lineup, Rebecca Hall played my friend Beth. Dink, my buddy Dink, was played by Bruce Willis. Catherine Zeta-Jones. Vince Vaughn, all-star lineup. The critics did not like the movie. I loved the movie. There's a character, Scott, in the movie, and I called Dink yesterday. I said, hey, man, I finally saw the movie. Forget what the critics say. I loved the movie. He said to me that it seems to me a lot of the characters in the movie and the people that are familiar with sports betting in Las Vegas loved the movie, and the reviews from fans has been very good. It's the critics that didn't like it, so I think Lay the Favorite's in good company. Caddyshack did not do well at the box office, but yet it was a pretty good movie.
Well, then we talked about that after I watched it, and I realized that you hadn't seen the movie yet, so I didn't want. Remember, I told you I don't want to cloud your judgment before you saw it, but I thought it was good too. I thought the story was great. I thought some of the acting was a little bit, you know.
Well, the executive producer Scott Whitney, who I love, he knows nothing about sports betting, and he didn't like the movie. Well, my mom didn't like the movie. But she knows nothing about sports betting. So if you like sports betting, like you might enjoy the movie. But my buddy Scott Whitney didn't like The Rock Show at The Rock
I've learned
show
Scott
at
Whitney.
OVH.
I've learned Mr. Whitney is the equivalent of a Scott Pritchard.
What's that?
If he doesn't like if Scott Whitney doesn't like something, I will be there to see it that night. That's what
a
I've
good
learned.
Barometer.
That's what I've learned. If you say don't bet, I bet on that team.
I will have none of this. You people are evil.
You sound a bit congested, or did you just get up?
Shut up. You evil, evil man. First of all, that movie was horrible.
You didn't like the movie?
It was horrible.
Come on now.
Worst acting ever.
Really? Bruce Willis is not a good actor?
Oh, hell, it's horrible. Please don't let these people go to that movie or watch
you
that
have
movie or rent.
Go out to see just
it's
how
about
bad
Scott.
It was.
You have,
how
you have to see the movie.
And Rock Vault, don't see it. Don't do it. I'm just trying to help you. Now, there is some good things over at Hilton or LVH. There used to be good things there. Oh, I don't remember any. Oh, that's right. Padilla has a show.
The bar. The bar there is fantastic.
Temple bar.
I've yes.
Been I've been, okay. Now.
The Temple Goodbye. Bar is fantastic.
Thanks for
go
trashing
see,
the movie. Thank
Anthony.
You very
the
much.
The sports book at LVH is great, actually.
Jay Carnegie, the main man there.
Give
you, he'll
Padilla.
Take a bet. He'll let you step up and make a bet.
Scott Pritchard,
so, hello.
Saturdays.
Hey, when did you get here?
Don't see the movie. It was
here,
horrible.
I've got free tickets I can sell you for $10 to the comedy show.
I'm in. You're the best.
Scott Goodbye. Whitney, the executive producer here at Vegas Video Network. We love this man. Jacob Cannon. I have to share a personal story. Jacob Cannon and I, we got together for dinner Sunday night. Is it up to 5.5? Yeah, the Laker game is up to 5.5. The Spurs, it opened 3. When I left the house this morning, it was 5. A touch of 5.5. Now it seems more 5.5s than 5.
See, now, this goes back to what we were just saying. Why, with what's going on? With what's going on, why is the line going the other way?
The money's coming in on San Antonio. What are you asking me? That's consistent with what we're
saying. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. The money's coming in on the San Antonio Spurs. We even think that it might get as high as 6, which opens up a great middle opportunity for the early bettors who were on the move early and or against it late. But
and this
I want to – go ahead.
Started at 3.
Yeah, it started at 3. So it's up to 5.5. Lakers – not getting a lot of respect.
Wasn't it? I believe it was 5.5 yesterday.
There was a touch of 5.5. No, it was 3, 4, 4.5 yesterday. 4.5 predominantly everywhere. 5, 5.5. More 5.5s now today. I want to get back to my good buddy Jacob Cannon, one of the executive producers here at Vegas Video Network. We celebrated his birthday on Sunday night. I believe he turned 28 or 29. And yet it was interesting because he bought me dinner. It was like his birthday, but I got the gift. I'm thinking, hey, Jacob, what are we doing for your anniversary? How cool was that? Hey, you had a birthday.
Yeah, you didn't.
You didn't buy me squat.
You didn't show up.
Oh, I didn't show up because I wasn't invited.
I'm certain you were invited.
Well, I was actually. It was Saturday night. I was tied up doing comedy on the Strip, Bally's Hotel Casino.
Right. What
maybe you've
that,
heard
what time
of
is
it.
That show?
The show goes at 9:30.
Okay. So what time are you done?
About 4 a.m.
Oh, is that right?
I mean, I have to sign autographs.
Sure.
After the show. So now your case, I know, was Saturday. Anthony has a great show, Comedy After Dark. In fact, if it's okay with you, you invited me. I'm going to be there. Guest spot tonight. I can't wait to do your show.
Oh, we canceled it.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
You're listening to The Odds Couple on Vegas Video Network, KSHP AM 1400 Radio. Great to have my good buddy Anthony Padilla with us every Friday. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Have you ever thought you should be on the radio? Or have you considered doing an online video show or podcast? If so, now is your only chance to do both at the same time. KSHP and the Vegas Video Network have teamed up to provide the only multi-camera broadcast quality video and live radio simulcast in Las Vegas. And instead of having your show played at some ungodly hour, the KSHP Vegas Video Network partnership is producing shows that play from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Monday through Friday. Imagine having your own radio show broadcasting to the entire Las Vegas Valley, and combine that with an online presence that is viewed in all 50 states and 150 countries, both live and on demand. This is a first and an outstanding opportunity to give voice to your business, your ideas, and your talent. If you'd like your own show on KSHP and the Vegas Video Network, contact us today at 221-1200. That's 221-1200.
Welcome back to The Odds Couple on KSHP AM 1400 Radio, live and worldwide. Vegas Video Network, Scott Pritchard joined by Anthony Padilla. We would love for you to reach out to us. Email us, oddscouple@vegasvideonetwork.com. That's oddscouple@vegasvideonetwork.com. Also, we would love to hear your voice on our show. Go to web-based voicemail on Vegas Video Network. On the right-hand side, a red bar. Click there. Middle of the page, a green bar. Click Start Recording. We do have live chat up and running Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Las Vegas time. Keep those live chat questions coming. If you do miss us live, no worries. Check us out. YouTube, iTunes, Vegas Video Network, Roku. We're talking sports betting. Scott Pritchard, Anthony Padilla, The Odds Couple. Where do you find frustration in sports, namely sports betting? Are you kidding me?
Dallas Cowboys. We're in the draft. I'm rocking the Romo jersey today because I'm ready. They got him the new contract, which means we're ready to build a team around him, right? We got to build the offensive line. We got to do a couple of more things. We got rid of Mr. Ryan, so hopefully Monty Kiffin will take care of the defense. But we do need a new line. I understand that. We could also use another back. You know, it wouldn't hurt. Oh, look, Eddie Lacy's available. Well, let's not take him at 18. Let's trade that pick away. Here's what I believe. The Cowboys had the 18th pick in the first round. They traded it to the 49ers. And from what I understand, the 49ers traded it for what they said was their spot in last year's Super Bowl. So Jerry Jones was like, cool, we were in the Super Bowl last year. They then had the 31st pick try to trade it with the Ravens, because that means technically they would have won the Super Bowl last year. This is how ridiculous Jerry Jones is. They go down to 31. Eddie Lacy's still available. Feature back out of Alabama. I mean, right there. Yeah, I mean, everybody said, well, what about Teo? That's a Jerry Jones move. Yeah, we don't need that guy. We've got a couple of great linebackers already, young linebackers. Eddie Lacy would be the perfect second back. And what do we draft? A center. Travis Frederick out of Wisconsin. Do we need a center? Yeah, we need a center. But not out of the first round. Nobody's going to take him. He's going to pick him in the seventh round. He's still going to be there. He's a center. People are like, well, this is good. This shows Jerry Jones now cares about the team more than he cares about making a bold statement. Yeah, that's fine. But you drafted a center in the first round. Are you kidding me?
I think it was a good pick.
Of course you do.
The center is the anchor of the offensive
line. Yeah, it is.
And he could be
absolutely
the future of
Look,
the offensive line.
I agree.
But you're saying he would have been there in the second,
it is the
third.
Most important. Absolutely. Because the center we've had the last couple of years, even centers, I should say. Yeah, some bonehead moves. Bad protection for Tony Romo.
You're saying you didn't have to waste him on a first-round pick.
No, absolutely not. When was the last time centers went early? I mean, and that's why it's hard.
Mike Webster, Pittsburgh Steelers, 1978.
Yeah, exactly. What year is this?
2013.
All right.
All right.
It's ridiculous. Of course he would have been there. I'm not arguing the pick. I'm glad that we did draft a center. We needed that. But he wasn't going anywhere.
Anthony Padilla, Scott Pritchard, are you kidding me? Monte Ellis, Milwaukee Bucks, former Golden State Warrior, I like. I didn't say love. I like Monte Ellis. He went on record this week as saying that the only difference between him and D-Wade, D-Wade has scored many more points, and he has two NBA championships. Are you kidding me? Monte Ellis, to even have yourself in the same sentence as Dwayne Wade is a joke. Monte Ellis, like a lot of professional athletes, completely delusional, completely full of himself. I respect the fact that you believe in your ability, but please do not compare yourself to Dwayne Wade, who is 10 times the player that you'll ever be. Are you kidding me? I'm excited now about a part of the show where Anthony Padilla and I put money into your pocket as we together put you on the right side.
Here we go. What time is it, folks? Ticket cashing time.
Not only is Scott Whitney sick today, this bell is feeling under the weather.
Look, last week I had the Braves-Pirates game. And as you recall, the run total on that was 7. Mr. Tim Hudson was going for win number 200. And I said, look, this is going to be a game where anytime somebody's going for a marquee win like this, they tend to struggle a little bit the first time around. Sure enough, you know, he got beat up. Braves lost 6-0 to Pittsburgh, which makes it a winner. So I see you partook in the chicken once again. I think you probably had the chicken before the game was actually won. But that's right. You just knew that it was going to be a winner. So you're like, I'm having chicken now. But tonight, here we go. I've got the Lakers and the Spurs. We already talked about it. The line has gone from 3 to 4. Might as well be 20 at this point because that's what it's going to be. The Lakers are missing everybody. There's no point to go into more detail about this. Everybody's aware of the situation. And this isn't a knock on anybody. This is just one of those things that sometimes things happen. Sometimes there legitimately is no argument for a team, and that's tonight. If the Lakers were to win, if the Lakers were to keep it close, that would be a fluke. So the right side for me is the Spurs minus the points, which get them while you can because it's going to be 8 by the time the game starts.
That's a bit happy. If it's 8, I'll be on the Laker girls plus the points. Okay, looking at my game for today, NBA basketball, the Denver Nuggets on the road taking on the Golden State Warriors. This means a lot. I mean, forget the fact that I might bet a dime or two on the game. The bigger concern is Anthony Padilla went on record of saying that the Warriors going into the series would beat the Nuggets. I had to call him out. And he said, Scott, if my Warriors beat your Nuggets, will you shave your head? And like an idiot, I said, yeah, sure. It seemed like a good idea at the time. Well, it's 1-1. It's a photo. It's random. Flip a coin. The Nuggets are on the road. First team to win 4. It's 1-1, and the Warriors are favored by a point tonight. I don't care about that. My mind says that the Denver Nuggets, the better team. Cream has a way of rising to the top. Talent generally will win. I'm concerned about the Nuggets. Their road record is unimpressive. The Warriors at home, world beaters. But I expect the zigzag theory to come through. We zigged with the Warriors on the road. Now we're going to zag with the Nuggets plus the 1 point. It's basically a pick. The Denver Nuggets will win tonight's game. That is my right side. Now, by the way, I'm shaving my head if the Nuggets lose. We need to come up with something for you because you've already shaved your head.
Yeah, it's already almost back. I'll shave it again.
Oh, yeah, that's real nice.
All right, well, what do you
want? Let's come up with something.
All right, well, you think about
it. Preferably before the series is over.
You think about it and let me know. And
okay.
We'll discuss it.
Because that's a pretty big deal. I've never shaved my head.
Yeah, I still don't think you're going to.
Oh, I will.
If
absolutely.
If you wouldn't do it for
I'm a man of my word.
Are you? Because you said you were going to do it for Jeremy's mom,
no,
who's
listen,
undergoing cancer
Jeremy's
treatment.
Mom, and Jeremy said, Scott, we just need you there. You do not have to man up and shave your head just because Anthony in a drunken stupor
just because
did.
Anthony is willing to man up and do it doesn't mean you need to worry about it. We don't expect that from you.
My right side, the Denver Nuggets plus one. Scott Pritchard, Anthony Padilla. Check me out, PritchardsPicks.com, VegasInsider.com. Tim Donaghy's site, the former NBA official, Ref Picks. I'm one of the featured handicappers on that site as well. Odds Couple, Monday through Friday, right here. We'll see you next week.
See ya.